Hi, this is Steve Compeller from Golden Arrows. If you thought I was a son of the soil, check the real soil. Just listen to Sports Live with BBK. They don't come any darker. The darker the berry, the sweeter the juice. Sports Live with BBK.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, guys and dolls, it's that time again. It is a Friday, and you know by now what that means. It means the time for Sports Live with BBK. It's the third episode. It's coming very well. The last time we spoke, we had the Jeffrey Toyana in studio, and he said the things he said, and we asked Wenzani Nenzani. Tell you what Nenzani has done is decided it's time at Cricket South Africa is completely up, and it was not just him. Much later, on the very same day, there was a Monday, Jacques Fowle also fell. And he left. So now Cricket South Africa has got an acting CEO and most definitely no president. Well, we will keep tabs on what is happening with that story going forward. But today we're starting a completely new avenue. Well, the soul of soccer. That is the fans. And the fans are the fuel that fire up the beautiful game of billions. And as the footballers turn on the magic between the four white lines and the club bosses pay the bills and the sponsors funnel the funds that make the world go round. But soccer supporters, the football fans, are the fuel behind it all. Well, they are the heart and soul of the sport, and they bring color to the game. They create carnival atmosphere on the terraces, taverns, bars, and wherever it is that you can find yourself discussing the game, be it Shisa Nyamas, you name it, they are there, and they have their finger on the pulse of the beautiful game of billions. That's why today, right here on Sport Live with BBK, we have the fan face off, where two fans join me to run the rule on their teams in a no-holds-barred conversation. And let's get ready to rumble! In the golden black corner, we have Mkhuseli Ngcube, and he is bobbing and weaving as he prepares to trade blows with Mamelodi Sundowns counterparts Sive Yekanye, who jumps into the ring Chris Eubank style. On Twitter, you know Mkhuseli as Mku, and as well Uskomo, and that's the man whose parents called him Sive. We'll do that when we get to our main interview segment, but for now, let's cast an eye on the news around the world of sport. Guys, let's shift the focus now to the biggest soccer match of the weekend, not just in South Africa, not in Africa, but in the whole world, and that is the final of the UEFA Champions League. It will see Paris Saint-Germain taking on Bayern Munich, and Paris Saint-Germain making their very first ever appearance in the European Cup competition, and that would be a very great time for them to see whether what they've been craving all these years is something that they can finally land their hands on. It will be up to Kylian Mbappe, the French international striker, as well as the Brazilian Neymar, to do the business and try and drag PSG kicking and screaming over the line and finally get some return on investment on all those oil dollars that the Qatar-owned club has been invested in them. And looking on the other side, the mean machine that has been Bayern Munich this season has brushed aside everything that has come before them, and they didn't just do so nicely. It was in brutal fashion with every stage of the game, with goals galore coming through. Now, if you just want to have some insights in what is going to be happening with this final, well, Bayern Munich and PSG have met 8 times previously, and in all the UEFA Champions League group stages, those games took place, and PSG have won 5 of those matches, with Bayern winning the other 3, including the most recent game that was as far back as 2017 in December. Well, this is a PSG's first ever European Cup Champions League final, as I've just mentioned, and this is becoming the 41st team to reach the showpiece final, and the last 6 teams competing in their first final have all lost them, so that is not a good omen for PSG, with the last first-time winner being Borussia Dortmund in 1997 against Juventus. Well, Bayern Munich have reached their 11th European Champions League final, with only Real Madrid playing in more games or more finals, having done 16, and they currently have 5 titles, the 4th best tally behind Real Madrid, who have 13, and AC Milan, who have 7, and the greatest team in the world, Liverpool, who have got 6. Well, PSG have reached only their 3rd major UEFA final, previously doing so in the 95-96 as well as 96-97 Cup Winners Cup, winning the former 1-0, and that was against SK Rapid Wien, and losing the latter 1-0 to Barcelona. And the German mean machine Bayern Munich have scored 42 goals in 10 games in this season's UEFA Champions League, with only Barcelona in 1999 and 2000 season scoring more in a single campaign, and there was 45 goals, although they've played 16 games that season. So, at the Estádio da Luz in Lisbon in Portugal, who will it be? Will it be Mbappe and this man from Paris, or will it be Lewandowski and the man from Munich?
The Fan Face-Off.
Welcome back to Sports Live with the BBK. I did inform you on Twitter yesterday that we are going to have a face-off with the fans, and we are starting that very first segment of the edition today. When I told you on Twitter yesterday, my God, my word, it was a blaze, simply because of the very first contestants that we are going to have. Well, the moment has arrived. It is time for face-off between the Kaizer Chiefs supporter Mku, who is also going to trade blows with his Mamelodi Sundowns counterpart, and that is Uskomo. Well, before I take it off, I need to tell you that Uskomo is like a rabid bulldog who goes for the jugular, and the man can argue from Cape to Cairo, from Morocco to Madagascar for 5 days, non-stop by himself. Just by himself, but he's arguing. But anyway, Mkunai also is very capable of starting a one-man fight in a paperback, and especially when you mention Ernest Middendorf's name to him after a Kaizer Chiefs defeat. Well, I'm lying. One looks at the starting lineup. One look at the starting lineup, and Mku starts swearing and dishes out expletives that will leave a sailor green with envy even before a match starts. But let's do this. Let's get going. Let's get ready to rumble, and the guys are here. Gentlemen, good morning and welcome to Sports Live with BBK.
Morning, BBK.
Morning, BBK.
Well, thank you very much, guys, for taking the time out to participate in this very first one, the very first edition of A Fan Face Off. Before we go any further, Mku, tell us a bit about yourself, Tabane. What's your real name, and when did your love or your romance for Kaizer Chiefs begin?
Sure. Matela, the name is Mkuseli. And wow, I started following Kaizer Chiefs. I can't even remember. It was a long time ago. I remember as probably a 6-year-old at the time, watching Kaizer Chiefs against AmaZulu in a black and white Telefunken TV that I paid 5 cents to access. It was Chiefs against AmaZulu, and I think we won that game 2-0, and I fell in love with Kaizer Chiefs immediately from then onwards.
Most definitely. Skomo, over to you. When did this romance that you have, this love affair that you have with Mamelodi Sundowns begin, and do also tell us your real name?
Oh yeah, my name is Sive Yeganye. I think I fell in love with Sundowns. It would have been around about 1988. In fact, I think I hated Chiefs more than I actually loved Sundowns. I think that's what really happened. I think I watched the Bob Save final, Pirates and Chiefs. Chiefs were leading. Beza Stenkamp and Lawrence Killer, the Queen Marke, scored for Pirates. And I felt happy, and I was happy. And I realized I really don't like Chiefs. And I think, but I neither was I liking Pirates. So then Sundowns just became, and it was a time when the late Solomon Obe was doing his things. Piano and Shine was about, and then Abafana Bastaile, and these guys could actually go overseas, you know, wearing small shorts overseas. And then I thought, remember back in the days we used to collect picture books? You would cut all the pieces. Yeah, and then you make up. So, and I thought, nah, I actually like this team, and that's when I actually fell in love. So it's been like that with this team since 1988 until, well, here we are, 2020, and without ever looking back.
What he is not telling you is that before 1988, he was actually a Moroka Solo supporter.
I was going to get to that because a lot of Penta goes on to say most of these Sundowns fans, before Sundowns started doing well, were belonging to other teams. But Skomo, let us start and look at what is it that is wrong at Mamelodi Sundowns right now. My guy, you played 5 games. You've had draws. You had a defeat against Cape Town City, which looked like an implosion. There is no fluency in terms of what Sundowns are doing, as we've come to know Sundowns. There is no tempo, there is no style. In fact, in one game, you said that you counted Sundowns hoofing the ball forward 7 times. I counted 9. That is so uncharacteristic. What is happening at Lord Cops Coms?
Look, I'd like to start by saying one thing first. I think Sundowns, we are a victim of our own success to an extent. I mean, the fact that, I mean, if you look at the last 5 games of the league, Sundowns hasn't done worse than Chiefs. And so, but somehow the mood around the country is that we are in trouble at Sundowns. And admittedly, we are. I mean, by our own standards, I think we are. If one considers the fact that we only have won like 2 in like 5, drawn 2 and lost 1. So we are not in good shape. Even our coach has admitted to the fact that we are not looking great. I mean, we could have done a lot, but we haven't. I think mainly has to do with a lot that is happening behind the scenes. We may not know, but I think that the stories reported of an Andy Lejali, of Mahlambi, which was all over the press. To that because
exactly.
You see, even if I were to go out there as a typical Sundowns fan in great defense of my team, the reality of the matter is there's an element of truth to those stories because I can't believe that Pisa would not see that our current midfield is battling. I mean, at the moment, our midfield can't protect our defense and they can't assist in offense. So something is not working, but we keep doing the same thing. So something tells me behind the scenes, some of the players, maybe an Andy Lejali for one and Mahlambi, may not have been as match fit as the rest of the other squads, and some of the other guys that are missing possibly could have been affected by the COVID results that were positive, and then they will join late. So at the moment, we're not looking good, but the fact that we are only 6 points away with a possible game in hand still does give hope, and it actually speaks high of how good Sundowns really is under Pizzo, because truly speaking, we shouldn't be in the title race, but we are. I mean, and the Chiefs.
Yeah, that is something I'm going to come back to you, Skomo, in terms of that Sundowns midfield, which does look like, if you looked at the game against the Pirates, the dominance in that midfield, it looked like your team had been hit by Moses' stick when he was parting the Red Sea. Coming back to you, Mku, Nitinina, Abuhila Makosi, but there's a small matter of Bloemfontein Celtic, that Bloemfontein Celtic that took you crashing back to the ground. What's going on? You win a game against Polokwane City, you come back from 2-0 defeat, you score first against Siwelele, and then the next thing you lose that game 3-1. And then there's also a sweet now on top of it all when the Celtic player says all Kaizer Chiefs does is just hoop the balls forward. What's going on, my friend? How's your heart holding up with all this mess that is happening at Amakos?
Those Bloemfontein volunteers have no respect with the K, I tell you.
Well, they won. They put 3 past you. They have no reason to respect you.
Yeah, and of course, they all deserved. They dominated the game. I mean, look, our problems as Kaizer Chiefs, I think, go all the way back to 2015-16 season. And it got worse when we introduced Sam Paluka from Italy via Facebook as our head coach. and then Medendorp came in trying to fix a situation. I can tell you now, no Kaizer Chiefs supporter was happy at the appointment of Medendorp. And this current season, I think what has worked for us now that has kept us in the title race is that we started off like a house on fire. I think within the first 13 games, I mean, we won 11 of those games, and that has kept us at the top. Currently, we're really struggling, to be honest, BBK. We shouldn't have won the game against Polokwane, and it was all to how the team was set up. I mean, even from when looking at that starting lineup, having Bokas and Age first game together at this stage of the season, it was clear that it was going to be a freeway in our central midfield, and that's how it played out. And of course, Matt Dendrop was a thinking coach. He fixed that in the second half, and we came back and won the game. And guess what he does in the next game against Celtics? He takes his quick fix solution against Polokwane City and starts the game with. You see, he tinkers a lot with the team. He swaps players around, and it's not helping. And at this stage of the season, there's really nothing much that can be done in terms of how we play. We're not happy with the kind of football we play, but it got us to where we are. We are winning games, and he can't change it. And of course, Medendorp also doesn't change his way of play; just changes personnel, and that's what he got to stick with now until the last game of the season. And hopefully, the next 5 games we're gonna be able to wrap it up.
Yeah, you've got 5 games to do it, and you've been, in spite of everything that you are saying about Middendorp, this is the irony with Chiefs, love-hate relationship, Chiefs fans, that is, with your current coach, because you've been top of the log. You've been top of the log for 22 matches. 22 matches, and the season is only, what, 30 matches. So that says something about what he's doing right. But what is it about the fact that there only seems to be one way? There only seems to be one tactic. Your coach is coming across as a one-trick pony. When other teams set up well, like Polokwane did, mainly in the first half, there is no way of him coming up with an alternative. How do you fix that?
Look, I think we have the players to do it. We have the players to play differently. For some reason, Ernst prefers to play just one way. I mean, against Celtics, there was no creativity in the midfield. And the thing now is that if we don't get close enough to the opposition 18 area, we just struggle to create opportunities. And I don't know why. When you have players like Njanga on your bench, you can try and play differently. I mean, he brought on Ngobo in our first game back from the long
injury.
Yes, he played him in the first game, and suddenly in the next game the boy is not there and he's not injured, and you don't know what's going on. And I hear people saying that Chiefs lacks depth and there's no quality there, but I differ with that completely. We have the kind of players that can actually play football. The likes of Billiard has not been himself since this guy.
Since Sundowns, I think Sundowns sold you the wrong version of Billiard.
Not quite. Under Solinas, Billiard played some great football and he was scoring goals. And
definitely.
Guess what? Guess who had in the who he had in the midfield supplying him? Njangase.
Yes.
And as soon as Njangase was pulled out of the team, Billiard started struggling with goals, and it's been like that because we do not have players. We do have players that can actually play differently. It's just that Medendorp chooses to play this kind of football. You have a player like Manyama, who, by due respect to him, he has done well this season. But all his supply comes from free kicks, corner kicks. When you look at Manyama playing during the course of the game, the misplaced passes. It's absurd. I mean, but then again, some of the things that the coach cannot really coach. It's up to the players sometimes to try and get the team to where it's supposed to be.
Sure, Skomo. I know that you've been saying that you have a Henderson in your team, and I think it's a reference to your captain Hlompho Kekana, who you're likening to your other captain for your other team, Liverpool. By the way, congratulations! You are the champion of the world, you are the champion of Europe, and finally, after 30 long years, you are the champion of England. But sticking with Sundowns, Skomo, your problems are not that very dissimilar to those of Mkhu. We've highlighted how the midfield is disintegrated. You've spoken about Charlie, who, by the way, was your best midfielder pre-lockdown, and maybe he got into his ways of not sticking to professional. Well, you are right. You are right. And that is sort of taking off. But when you look also in defense, you start with your Matisha, as well as Nascimento, and then it breaks down and changes to your Arense as well as Kutsie. And when the opening happens in midfield, then when Kutsie drops back to center defense, Charlie still doesn't come in. It is a Mabunda. Is it a question maybe of the coach sticking to what has brought him the results all these years and has done the job for him, or maybe it's a Sundowns not starting well, which is also a trademark of the team? If you look all over the seasons, you've seen when the season starts, Sundowns don't start very well, but they gain momentum as it continues. But this time around, it's not like there is 50 games to be played. It is short period, it's shorter games, and if you really want to do it, you have to bounce back this afternoon when you play against Maritzburg United, because if you don't get the 3 points and Chiefs win against Stellenbosch, my friend, I think it will be curtains for you.
No, true that, but if we want to look at Sundowns season, let's look at it in totality versus our direct opponents, if we're to say at the moment Chiefs are, is that Chiefs, as Mkhu did mention, they won 11 out of their first 13, and here we are with 5-6 games to go, and they're still within sight against a Sundowns team that are traditional slow starters. And not only that, I mean, if you look at Sundowns between September and March, they were practically traveling around the continent. They've been to like 5 or 6 countries representing the flying the South African flag. Still coming back into the domestic league, competing, not only just competing, but also going on to win the League Cup, Telkom Cup. They've already won.
Yes.
And they still stay within the race with Chiefs. I mean, I remember in December when our coach was talking about well-rested teams having bribes. I mean, at that time in December, we were in Algeria, flying the South African flag in the competition. And then we still come back into this league, and we still compete. I think as much as we can say at the moment we are 6 points behind Chiefs, I think I always say to Sundowns fans, guys, let's look at this in the whole context, the full context of the season. Yes, you know we are traditional slow starters, not to mention the issues that could have been related to COVID-19 and poor discipline of some of our players. But the fact that we already have a League Cup in the bag, we've traveled the length and breadth of the continent, and you know traveling on the continent is no child's play. We've done that, and we've won the League Cup. We're still within fighting chance of overhauling Chiefs if we win tonight and we actually get to beat Kaizer Chiefs when we actually face them. So I would say that overall, I am not too despondent. As much as I know the psychological games that my coach has been churning out over the after the defeat against Cape Town City, I know that deep down, the fighter in Piso is not giving up. He may say that he's giving up. I mean, there was 1 year where he was saying the season must go, where the league must go, where the league must go. I'm not inspired.
I'm on game one.
Yes, exactly. So all of those, he said that, look, for a guy like Piso, he never gives up. I mean, not many coaches would lose a billiard and a towel in one transfer window. I mean, and I think Villa was also injured in that in the beginning of that season, which amounted to like something like 46 goal contribution. Not many coaches lose that in one window and still go on to win the league. And, I mean, if you look at even last season, what gives us hope as Sundowns is that when we lost against SuperSport last year, I think it was mid-April, you could see and Paris was flying. At that stage, you could even see the then Paris coach coming out and saying, now suddenly he's no longer talking about pregnant elephants. You were already yep. now talking about deliverance and that. He came up chirping. I remember that closely. And I was like, oh, this guy has been humble for this long now. Suddenly we get beat, we get blasted by Super Sport. And suddenly he finds his voice.
And so, in the end, the elephant miscarried.
And then exactly. And then we all know.
He started talking about going through gates of hell.
So for us as Sundowns, I would actually just say that, yes, I'm a bit worried. I mean, look, for us tonight, it goes without saying, a win against Maritzburg or failure for us to get 3 points, we kiss this baby goodbye. Like, that is that. And then we can always argue about if we do go on and win the FA Cup, which is called the Nedbank Cup, then do we have a best season of coming second and getting 2 cups? Look, for us, because I always said we have seriously high standards, we are the victims of our own standards and the fact that we are worried, we are angry. In fact, I was actually making a joke about Sundowns fans that if Henderson makes the team today, I can bet Sundowns fans will be setting appointments to go have fist fights with each other. Because I can definitely right now, I can see that we'll be fighting. So I am saying that we are about to turn things around. And at the moment, it is not clicking. We are not well. And I'm hoping that it is because we are poor starters. It is nothing else other than that.
Okay,
just,
good luck to that, my friend.
Just to respond to that, BBK, let's look at the numbers here a little bit. In the yep. last three seasons, the club that has won the league has not taken more than 60 points. In the 2016-2017 season, when Vets won it, they had 60 points. And in that season, Sundowns' last game, the scorecard reads draw, 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 win, draw. Right, they only won one of their last five games in 2016-2017, and Vets took the league then with 60 points.
Zanzaga owes me a cup. It's over. Zanzaga.
and then 2017-2018, Sundowns won it with 60 points again, and it takes no more than 18 wins to win it in the last three seasons. And currently Chiefs is sitting on 16 wins already, and my guesstimate is that any club that gets to about 60-61 points is going to take it this season. And if that comes through, that means Chiefs needs about 9 points to take it, and we've got 15 to play
for. Here's the big question then. You need 9 points to take it. You've got 15 to play for. The question is, can you do it? Do you trust Middendorp to be able to do it, to take you out of the misery of being in a situation where for 5 years, for the very first time in the history of this club, for 5 years, Chiefs have not won the trophy? Do you trust the chairman to deliver?
I trust the team, BBK. I trust that
the team has a coach that
the fact that we are in our 50th anniversary is that the guys would push themselves over the line. I've got issues with the coach. He has done well, but the way he tinkers with the team doesn't sit well with me. And he also has no experience of winning the league. So It's squeaky bum time now. There is no time for. I mean, even Pizzo, if he had an opportunity to use Afonso, he will be pumping those balls forward for Afonso to knock them down. There's no time for fancy football now. It's time for winning football. And I trust the guys to push themselves. And if in the next 5 games we make sure that we don't lose against Sundowns, I think it will be done.
Okay, gentlemen, thank you very much for according us the time. This is the very first one, fan face-off right here on Sport Live with BBK. We had the Uskomo. He is Shakespeare of that small tavern, Kwamamuyangchaza, in Davidson, which we can refer to it as the censorship in of the townships. And Umku Shem, yesterday when he agreed to this, he started turning to prayer, and he was praying, and he was saying that he does not even know what he has let himself in. I'm sure. Sure, guys, there's going to be many more that we are going to do. I just want to take the moment to say to you, we're grateful that you were able to recover from COVID-19, and you were able to share your story also with us. And to you, Skomo, Baba Gatigo, I am so sorry for what happened to you. No parent must bury a child. And I think that we all pray with you, and we hope that your ancestors and your God are going to be able to continue healing you. And as they say, time is the best healer. Bafwetu, Santawana, Koselihle, ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much. But I have a question from Ku. Ku, do you think you guys can win 5 games in 12 days? Honestly, 5 games in 12 days.
5 games in 12?
You think you have the wherewithal to do it? I know I can. Can you?
We can. Definitely. You'll see.
We're going to watch the space, and we will come back to you after all these 5 games, and we'll take the tally of that. Thank you very much, Machita. Kosi, Santawana. Thank you.
You're still hanging with me, PBK, right here on Sport Live with the PBK, and there's plenty of action still to play in the Absa Premiership, and there will be games like Golden Arrows versus Black Leopards today at 1:30, Piet Wesvets taking on AmaZulu at 3:30, but the main game for the day is that between Maritzburg United taking on defending champions Mamelodi Sundowns. That will take place at Lucas Moripe Stadium, and it's going to kick off at 6 p.m. Well, a victory for Sundowns will see them reduce the gap between table toppers Kaizer Chiefs and themselves to 3, and it is very crucial for Pitso Mosimane's men to be able to come up with that kind of results. Speaking of Mosimane, he says that the results don't look good for Sundowns.
We started very well, and where we are at the moment doesn't look very good for us. In terms of results, we thought that our game against Johannesburg will give us an edge, or a game for us to win. You know, we went with that attitude of that we will win the match, which is proper, which is right, because we want to win every game we want to play. But unfortunately, we started at a wrong note, where we started to concede a goal, and then we have to come from behind. And that the same thing that happened with Cape Town City, we come from behind and put a lot of stress on the team and a lot of emotions on the team.
Mosimane also says that the Brazilians need to start properly against Maritzburg United.
Probably we start properly with Maritzburg, and we don't start from chasing the game again. And maybe we can put our play, way of playing, which, let's be honest, is not coming as we want, as we always know it. But we've got to understand this is where we are after a long break. It's where we have to understand this where we are with the physical fitness are not appropriate with in terms of building up progressively. And also in terms of the match schedules, the program is a bit different. It doesn't work for us. It works against us. But we can't be sitting on that and look like we are making excuses, but it's a fact, whether you like it or not.
The Brazilian's coach is also adamant that they are not where they are supposed to be. And he concludes by saying that they are taking it game by game.
You see, if somebody says, no, we are not looking at what other people are doing in our profession, then it means you don't understand the log table. We can lie. Yeah, but we can say that we are focusing on our game and try and take game by game. That's what we deal with the players. We have to take game by game and move on with the game, because no one is guaranteed a win in where we are at this point in time. And anybody can beat anybody where we are at this point in time. So it only says that if you focus on your games, if you focus on the process, the outcome will sort itself out.
Kaizer Chiefs coach Ernest Middendorp says the intensity and ball circulation and individual quality in attack and in defense was not up to scratch. Middendorp was speaking ahead of his team's game against Stellenbosch United, who are fresh from a wonderful victory over Cape Town City. Here's the Chiefs coach.
Yeah, if you had observed the game like we had before against Polokwane City, and you have a second half turnaround from 0-2, winning a game 3-2, I think there are a clear reference point to it regarding the selection for the next game. And the next game was the match against Bloemfontein Celtic. We kept it in nearly the same setup. We had only one change. Leonardo Castro came in for Lazarus Kambole. Unfortunately, as we have seen, this game ended in a defeat. We haven't really seen what we planned, what we were expecting, knowing, of course, the importance of the game. Unfortunately, our intensity, our ball circulation, our individual quality in attack and in defense was not on the level as it should be, as it can be. Good, we have to look into it regarding the next game. Our most important aspect, parameter, is really to look forward and to have first of all fresh legs on the field on Sunday playing Stellenbosch.
Still reeling from the 3-1 defeats to Bloemfontein Celtic, Middendorp has considered that Amakhosi did not do as well as they should have.
Good, of course. Everybody has seen individual performance from the majority of players in all departments. We haven't done well. We haven't done really shown the performance what we were expecting ourselves. Good.
And the German shared insights on why things have not gone the way as they expected down at Naturena.
It's a new experience for us. We have certain players in the moment struggling, as we have seen, with freshness, as expected because of the preseason. It was not the preseason of each and everybody on the same level. There were players tested positive. There were players being busy going to funerals of their family members, not being in training session for 14 days and more. Good, we will not go further more in details, but just to give you a little bit of an input why certain moments are not going as we expect.
Well, Chiefs have conceded 6 goals since the resumption of football, and the chairman says that statistic annoys him greatly.
This is definitely something what is to highlight, what annoys me a little bit. We concede goals in critical phases, meaning in the end of the first half, 45th minute, the game against Bloemfontein, lack of concentration, lack of being focused. I was asking for a fully sharp focus for 90 minutes. Coming out of the dressing room, 47 minutes, we concede the second goal in this game against Bloemfontein Celtic. Playing Midwest, we concede the goal in the 89th minute. These are all critical phases where, you ask yourself, what's happening? Keep the focus, keep the concentration. But it happens, and good, this is definitely something what has to be addressed and what we are doing.
Those 6 goals were scored past Daniel Akpei, and Middendorp is adamant that the Nigerian remains his main man between the sticks. If you think the coach is about to change goalkeepers, well, you are dead wrong.
Daniel Akpei is the number one the entire season, and Daniel Akpei will be the number one for the rest of the season.
And in closing, looking ahead to the game against Stellenbosch, Middendorp offered these thoughts.
It will be a team with a certain block, working in a defensive, countering with the right from the back, skipping the midfield line. The focus on the one-against-one situation in the back, winning this one-against-one, not allowing the turnaround, the rest defense is definitely something where we have to be very clear structured. On the other side, it is very, very crucial to find the right way, the right corridor, and make the right decision. For this, as I said, it's not only the fresh legs. We need a fresh brain, a fresh mindset with a lot of players who are capable to make the right decision. In particular, if you have to unlock an opponent defense, that's very clear.
This has been another edition of a Sports Live with the BBK The Dead episode, and I hope that you were able to enjoy yourself and you were able to find the face-off between Mku as well as Skomo entertaining indeed, like I did. Well, there's a small matter of the Europa League final taking place tonight. It's going to be the Spanish side Sevilla against the Italians Inter Milan. Well, Antonio Conte indeed has led Inter Milan into the final of the European competition in his first season in charge of the Italian club. They'll be looking at a Belgian, Romelu Lukaku, who has enjoyed a stunning maiden season in Serie A with 33 goals this season, and I have a feeling that the Italians will be able to pull the job. Well, that's how we come to the end of it. Till we meet again next Friday.